Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injury. Alan Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Alan Root.
All right, Wayne Alan Root, the country's going under. Country's going down like the Hindenburg. Never seen anything like it in my life. I think I mentioned this on Friday, by the way. I want to start the show with this. Proof that the unconstitutional and criminal government that runs America is off the rails. The FDA, which is the most criminal organization in America at this point, worse than the IRS, worse than the DOJ, worse than the FBI, worse than the CIA, the Criminal Food and Drug Administration that approved the vaccine that's killing so many people. It's become clear. It is a mass murder event. And the FDA is run by the insane. The FDA official in charge of evaluating new drugs for the United States of America has been hospitalized for mental illness. Dr. Jeffrey Siegel had a nervous breakdown, probably because he knows he approved the COVID vaccine, and thousands are dying every week. And he knows it, and it's all his blame, and Fauci's blame. And he can't live with it anymore. But either way, at 3 o'clock in the morning, according to Montgomery County, Maryland, police dispatch logs reviewed by the Daily Wire, he was transported from his home, Dr. Siegel, to a hospital for mental disorder. Okay? So you got to understand something. This is the guy in charge of approving drugs and the vaccine. In a country run amok, this is what you're dealing with. The entire Democrat Party is a combination of communist, radical, mental illness, and the devil. These people want to kill us. They want to censure us. They want to ban us. They want to burn our books. They want to recreate Nazi Germany and send us to camps. And they want to vaccinate us till we're dead. And they want to destroy the economy and open the borders and let the whole world in. My God, does it get any worse than this? Massive inflation. Everything through the roof. So not only is the head of the FDA who approves all the drugs in this country mentally disturbed, but there's a professor at Boston University, Black, who's making excuse for riots, looting, and burning. She is Boston University professor Saida Grundy. She is Black. And she compares looting to slavery and says that property is racist. So it's okay for Black people to loot and burn and destroy your property because property is about white racism. So it's okay that a Black person can just burn your property to the ground. This is okay. She's a feminist sociologist and a professor of race and ethnicity who covers women's and gender studies, sociology, and African American studies at Boston University. Her prior research has examined masculinity and social justice capitalism, as well as racialized rape culture. This is the kind of nutbag you're paying $60,000 a year to send your kid to go to school and be brainwashed by. She's a raving nutbag who probably has never gotten a date in her life, therefore turned lesbian, hates men, hates masculinity, believes in social justice, which means take all the money away from everyone who's white and give it to everyone who's Black, even though none of the white people were involved in slavery and none of the Black people were ever slaves. I mean, now, obviously, there are no slaves living in America or the world today from America's Civil War and pre-Civil War. So the whole thing's insanity,
And, you know, it's okay to burn and loot and rob and riot because property is racist. And if you think that's just an extreme one person, first of all, I've read you headlines like this every day for the last 5 years. Well, I've been on the air almost 7 years now. So for the last 7 years, I've read you liberals who believe in this kind of mental illness. They're all nuts. And this hatred, this self-hatred of white people. But how about this one? This is the candidate for mayor of Los Angeles. Gina Viola, L.A. mayoral candidate, calls police the watchdog of white supremacy amid a massive surge in violent crime and homelessness in Los Angeles. She's the BLM candidate for mayor and claims police are the watchdog of white supremacy. You just got to laugh. They're all mentally ill. There's nothing else needs to be said. You get the idea. And don't forget, you know, guns are bad. It's all about guns. It's not about bad people with guns. It's not about mentally ill mass murderers. It's just guns. And, you know, and of course, when white people do it, it's about white people and guns and Republicans. All mass murders are due to Republicans and guns and white people. But in Chicago this weekend, 52 shot and 10 killed. 52 shot and 10 killed. Do you want to bet all 52 shot were black? And you want to bet all 52 shooters were black? And you want to bet all 10 killed were black? And all 10 who killed them were black? So what's that got to do with mass murder? Well, I don't know, when you hear 19 children are killed in a school, horrible. There's nothing I could say except horrible. But is that any worse or any different than 52 shot and 10 killed over the Memorial Day weekend in Chicago, which goes on every weekend in Chicago? Every weekend, 25 to 50 people are shot and about 10 are killed. Every weekend. It's mass murder, but it's one at a time. It's not 20 at the same time like that terrible incident in Uvalde, Texas. I get that. But does it matter if 52 people are shot in one terrible incident or 52 people are shot every weekend in Chicago? All black people shot by other black people? Where's BLM? I mean, that's the reason I'm bringing this up. Where's Black Lives Matter? When 52 black people are shot and 10 are killed in one weekend, every weekend in Chicago. Isn't that mass murder? Here is, so point number one is where's BLM? Point number two is it's the same as mass murder every weekend in every big city. Point number three is the strictest gun control in the nation is in Chicago. I believe I've read to you in the past that in the entire gigantic city of millions in Chicago, there's only one legal gun store. One. Because you can't have a gun store in Chicago. Maybe that's the one that was grandfathered in. One store for, you know, whatever lives in Chicago environments, maybe 10 million people in metro Chicago. 10 million people, one gun store. Nobody can carry guns. Nobody can get guns. There is no ammo. All over this country is sold out of ammo and mostly sold out of guns. But there are no guns in Chicago and there are no gun stores in Chicago. And it's the strictest anti-gun laws in the country. And 52 shot and 10 killed in one weekend in Chicago. Which tells you that gun laws are the biggest failure in the history of mankind. It doesn't get any stupider than gun laws. Total, complete, idiotic failure. Look at these headlines. Inside a Biden White House adrift, amid a rolling series of calamities and sinking approval ratings, the president's feeling lately is that he just can't catch a break and that angst is ripping through his party. Second headline, economic pessimism growing in the U.S. Third headline, 21 black White House staffers to exit their posts amid frustrations at the White House. The list goes on and on and on. U.S. meat prices surge. Beef, chicken hit record highs on Memorial Day. USDA raises food price forecast the highest level in 42 years. Third wave of U.S. food inflation will dwarf prior price increases. Oil spikes near post-Putin highs. Gasoline at record high ahead of driving season. Biden inflation disaster. Natural gas prices triple under Joe Biden. Consumer electricity bills expected to skyrocket this summer. Tons of blackouts expected in American cities this summer. Analyst warns world has just 10 weeks of wheat supplies left in storage. Incredible. And then as we find out that meat shortages, food shortages are coming and the prices are tripling, massive fire breaks out at a poultry farm that supplies eggs to major supermarkets. A poultry farm in Howard Lake, Minnesota, that supplies the nation's largest supermarkets with 3 million eggs a day, experienced a devastating fire over the weekend. Tens of thousands of chickens were killed. Up to a couple of 100,000 chickens were killed, a spokesman said. And chickens in adjacent barns got smoke inhalation. Did you know that a chicken can get smoke inhalation? I guess I never thought of it before. It's kind of a weird thing to think about. Can a chicken get smoke inhalation? Yes, it can. How many more food facilities are going to burn to the ground before anyone realizes it's radical communist eco-terrorists clearly setting fire to food processing plants, food manufacturing plants, and farms? Can't you see what's going on? That's got to be the 20 or 21st or 22nd food facility that burns to the ground in literally the last 60 days, 90 days. Our entire ability to process and manufacture food is being destroyed in the United States of America. Whether it's Ukraine's war, whether it's Russia's fertilizer not getting here, whether it's trains no longer delivering fertilizer, whether it's farmers going out of business and food processing plants burning to the ground and egg facilities burning to the ground. These are eco-terrorists. And the king eco-terrorist is Joe Biden in the White House. That man has to go. And by the way, they're going to do it. I guarantee you. My latest social media post sums it all up, folks. Okay? I think every Democrat now realizes they can win nothing with Joe Biden. He's got to go. Here's my post. Biden is finished. Most unpopular president in history. Democrats now realize they must throw Grandpa from the plane. The only question now is how he will go. Old age home, assisted living, 25th Amendment, COVID, monkeypox, or maybe a heart attack stroke for the vaccine. Only a matter of deciding how to dump the chump.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. I'm Wayne Alaroot for SealsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SealsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SealsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product. TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed
Ice frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsandDealsLV.com has them all. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsandDealsLV.com. It's like stealing!
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
All right, way down the route. Here's my full social media post. From literally minutes ago, Biden is finished, most unpopular president in history. Democrats now realize they must throw Grandpa from the plane. The only question now is how he will go. Old age home, assisted living, 25th Amendment, COVID, monkeypox, or perhaps he suffers heart attack, stroke from the vaccine. It's only a matter of deciding how to dump the chump, or maybe Democrats get lucky. Watch, you'll see. Biden's days as president are numbered. He is poison to Democrats, albatross hanging around their necks. One way or another, he'll be gone soon. So that was my post earlier. It's very clear to me. I was the guy who literally, when no one else in the country is willing to say it, I had the balls to say that Biden has dementia and he cannot be president of the United States. And that was back in 2020, when he was running for president. I said, this guy can't be president of the United States. He's got dementia. I said it on national TV on my TV show on Newsmax TV, the 8 o'clock primetime position, 8 o'clock Eastern, on Newsmax TV, Bill O'Reilly opening the show three times a week with me. And I kept saying, this guy Biden has dementia. And the owners of Newsmax didn't like that. And eventually it was one of the main things that led to my being terminated at Newsmax TV, or maybe I should, better way to say it, is my contract not being renewed at Newsmax TV. But it's the same thing. Either way, you are fired. You are terminated. Was my criticism of George Soros. That's right, Newsmax got rid of me because, and they put it in writing, because I was too vicious to George Soros and Joe Biden. So that tells you all you need to know about all the conservative TV networks in America. Fox News is gone. Newsmax claims they're wonderful. Well, they fired me for being too mean to George Soros, calling him the enemy of the American people and the enemy of America and the enemy of Trump. And I was too mean to Joe Biden, saying he had dementia. I was right about every single thing I said.
And I was right about the COVID vaccines, and I was right about the stolen election, and I'll be right again that Joe Biden is on his way out, whether he dies of natural causes, whether he, you know, develops COVID or monkeypox and goes fast, whether he's so weak and feeble he trips on the steps of Air Force One and falls to his death down 50 stairs, or whether they pull out the 25th Amendment and get him out of office. But again, to do that, they've got to first find a way to get rid of Kamala. Kamala's got to go because she stands in the way. They can't replace Biden with anybody decent unless they get rid of Kamala, right? It's Joe and the hoe. Everyone knows she's a hoe. Everyone knows the only thing she's got going for is she screwed her way to the top. She had sex with every guy that mattered all the way to the top. Everyone knows that. You know, she spun around on top of Willie Brown. She spun on downtown Willie Brown. That's how she got to the top of politics in California. So she wound up as the VP simply because she's a woman. And he needed a woman, and she needed a black woman to balance out the ticket. And she got to that position because she had sex. And she was so hated by the average Democrat voter, including black voters. She got no votes. She had to drop out of the presidential race. Got no votes. And yet he picked her as VP because she was a black woman and he needed that to bring out the black vote. And so they got to get rid of Kamala because she's more unpopular than Joe. The hoe is more unpopular than Joe. So someone's got to figure out a way to eliminate her too. Maybe they'll just pay her off and she'll resign. You know, right now there's 20 plus black staffers resigning at the White House, or so the media claims. 20 black staffers are leaving the Biden White House. Can't take them anymore. So she could say, I can't take them anymore, and I'm going. And then she's gone. And everyone will think she's a wonderful woman because she bravely walked away because she's dealing with a terrible person. In reality, they might have given her $100 million in a offshore bank account. Or Gates or Soros or Klaus Schwab may have given her $100 million in an offshore bank account. So Kamala walks away, they name someone as VP, and then they find a way to get rid of Joe Biden, throw Grandpa from the plane, and voila, that VP is now the President of the United States. At one point, I thought it would be Hillary Clinton. I just don't know. The sponsor, by the way, of this segment of the show is Gold Gate Capital. We all know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history, and the U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. We're already in it, but it's only getting worse. That's why I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend, Goldgate Capital, I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers right now. Toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Goldgate Capital, tell them Wainwright sent you.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My plan is to address inflation. It starts with a simple proposition. Respect the Fed.
President Joe Biden on Tuesday as he welcomes Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to the White House to discuss the ongoing inflation impacting the American economy. The Commerce Department reporting inflation rose 6.3% in April compared to a year ago. Former President Trump is venting his frustration after Hillary Clinton's lawyer was found not guilty of lying to the FBI. A special counsel was investigating Michael Sussman in relation to an FBI probe on the 2016 presidential election, Trump claiming on his social media platform Truth Social that he believes the legal system is corrupt. Judges and the Supreme Court justices are compromised and elections are rigged. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Root's on fire. Steals and Deals, LV.com, is the sponsor of this show. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Vegas. It's blown up huge in Vegas, and why not? Vegas consumers love this because they're saving so much money, but now they ship nationwide so everyone can get in on the steals and the deals. It's called Steals and Deals, LV, because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. Steals&DealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product they've got for your home, your office, your patio, TV sets and refrigerators and baby cribs and pianos and generators and barbecues and smokers and chairs and lawnmowers and desks and automotive and kitchen stuff and bedroom stuff and dining room stuff and living room stuff, rugs and sofas and mattresses and bed frames, wheelchairs even. Steals and Deals LV has it all. 50 to 80% off liquidation sale. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas and now for the whole country. They ship nationwide. Just go to stealsanddealslv.com online, stealsanddealslv.com, or call 725-260-3337. 725-260-3337. Or if you're in Vegas, you can physically go there, 2800 East Walnut Avenue. 2800 East Walnut Avenue in Las Vegas. Stealsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. Speaking of stealing, the whole L.A. is being stolen by criminals. James Breslow is our guest, civil rights attorney in Los Angeles, host of the Hidden Truth Show podcast, an op-ed contributor to Epic Times. James Breslow from Los Angeles is with us. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, this is the segment of the show where we make everybody feel better by living in Vegas, right?
That's it, exactly. Or anywhere but Los Angeles. How about that? Because a lot of the people listen to me, you know, all 50 states are listening to me, and I think I have a ton of Texas and a ton of Florida listeners, and of course, you know, they also would be happy that they're not living in Los Angeles. Before I get to all the topics you and I were going to talk about that are laid out in front of me, I want to discuss something I just downloaded in the last break. I got it at Zero Hedge, and it says the top paid lifeguards in Los Angeles earn up to $510,000 a year. These are the Baywatch guys. And in 2019, they found tons of top-paid lifeguards in L.A. making $392,000. And today, they found a bunch making over $500,000. So, I mean, you explain to me how it's possible government could pay government employees who sit in the sun and look at pretty girls with large fake breasts and bathing suits $500,000 a year. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, well, and the job is actually easier than it looks in Baywatch. In Baywatch, they're out there, you know, there's something exciting going on every day as far as rescue. But, I mean, I live at the beach, and I can tell you that, yeah, these guys do virtually nothing. You know, maybe they tell you to take your dog off of the beach. That's about it. That being said, I don't want to demean them. You know, our lifeguards are great and highly skilled and all that. It's just, yes, they'll be the first to tell you it's a nice, pretty easy job. I happen to see that, too. I haven't dug into it. It sounds unbelievable to be true, but anything is possible in Los Angeles. And, you know, city government here is quite corrupt. We also know about all the crazy pensions and unfunded pension liabilities and so on. So the fact that that's possible to earn that, they probably, you know, work in tons of, you know, double pay overtime and so on.
Right,
and,
there it is.
That's how they get that
James,
number.
You said you haven't looked into it yet. Believe me, it's true. They give you the names. Daniel Douglas earned $510,000. That's an increase from $442,000 in 2020. As a lifeguard captain, his salary was $150,000, his perks $28,000, his benefits $85,000, and $246,000 in overtime pay. Lifeguard Chief Fernando Boitu, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it looks like Boitux, pulled down $463,000. Let's see if there's other names here. Virginia Rupe, there's a woman. Virginia Rupe made $307,000. Lauren Dale, another woman, $303,000. She's an ocean lifeguard specialist, whatever the hell that means. Last year alone, 37 lifeguards made overtime between $50,000 and $247,000.
And the key, Daniel Douglas was the king of all of them. He's the guy that made over $500,000. He made $246,000 in overtime. But James Orr made $146,000. Patrick O'Neill, $133,000. You know, let me tell you something. You mentioned highly skilled. They're not highly skilled. They're just there when you need them, which is important. I understand that you need lifeguards, and if you're ever drowning, it's the greatest thing in the world to see one coming for you. And if they save your life, you're going to love them. But they're not highly skilled. I'm sure you don't even need anything but a high school degree. Whereas some of us went to college, some of us went to Ivy League college, some of us went to business school and law school. They don't even have anything but a high school degree, and they could be making $500,000 a year sitting in the sun with nose suntan lotion on, and they're running in the ocean once in a while. I mean, it's ludicrous that they could be paid that kind of money. Ludicrous.
Yeah. Well, you're probably also missing the pension, the lifetime pension that they'll get. I'm sure
right.
that if they meet a
right.
certain number of years, then they qualify for
yeah.
probably half pay the rest of their life.
Yeah, forget about half pay. And in Las Vegas, the average fireman, and I love firemen, and firemen are skilled, and firemen, I think, are so important to society, and they're good people, but that doesn't mean they should all make $200,000 a year. The average fireman has a pension of right around $200,000 a year in Las Vegas. So, you know,
crazy.
For the rest of your life, you retire at 45 and you make $200,000 a year. These are the problems with our entire, you know, public servant system. They're not public servants. We're the slaves and servants, and they're the kings and queens, and they're taking advantage of us like nothing I've ever seen in my life. Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, right. I would much rather see them contract out those services, because as we know, anything government runs, there's major, major mismanagement.
Yeah, I mean, the only time I ever make an exception is firemen and policemen, and they're really policemen because they're really risking their lives every moment of every day, and I understand they need a decent pay. But that doesn't mean you give everybody $200,000 a year for the rest of their life in retirement when they're no longer risking their life and they're not even working anymore. That's the one that gets me. You know, I always use this example, James. Can you imagine if I owned a pizza parlor and it's been around since 1962 and I'm still paying people who retired in 1970 $50,000, $100,000 a year, forget about $200,000 a year. You'd have to charge $1,000 for a slice of pizza to afford all the pensions for all the people that aren't working anymore that you have to pay a big pension to. But thank God pizzerias in the private sector don't give pensions to anybody. Once you retire, that's it. You live on Social Security. Why can't government employees live on Social Security?
No, it's the biggest racket in the world. It's the public unions that are contributing to the campaigns, and in return, they're giving them back handsome salaries and handsome pensions. It's the biggest scam ever.
There it is. There it is. So let's talk about the topics you wanted to talk about today. You wrote a recent op-ed for Epoch Times, California politicians willfully violate the Constitution again. What is that about? There's so many violations of the Constitution, I don't even know which one this is.
Yeah, well, number one is just to point out that they don't feel constrained by the Constitution. We know that progressives don't like the Constitution. It restricts their ability to do all the things that they would love to do. They'd love to rip it up and start over. So in Sacramento, they pay no attention to the state or federal Constitution when they pass laws, and they figure that, let a court overturn them. So it happens all the time, even though we have relatively liberal judges here, they still get overturned all the time. So two recent examples was this mandate that public company boards have to have a specified number of females on the board and a specified number of LGBT or minority. And two separate courts ruled that it's unconstitutional, violates the Equal Protection Clause. They say it's all about equity and diversity, but they don't care about diversity because you could have a board that consisted entirely of Hispanics, and that qualifies. Because diversity
right.
to them just means a minority, an LGBT, or a woman. So they don't care about there being white males on the board or males at all, as long as you meet the quota on the other, and that was why on its face it was so obviously unconstitutional.
And you know what's crazy? We're talking to James Breslow, a civil rights attorney in Los Angeles, regular guest on our show, host of the Hidden Truth Show podcast, and he's a contributor to Epoch Times. And what's crazy is if you have a board that's all women or all gay or all black, and you do that just because they're gay or black or women, not because they actually have any experience in the business you're in, not because they know anything about being on a board or running a business, but just because they're black, women, or gay, How is that not a complete disservice to the and a fraud to the shareholders of that company who invested their hard-earned money, and now there are people running the company who have no idea what they're doing? They just happen to be a certain color or a certain sex.
Yeah, but, you know, these days, to the left, that's a qualification. Being black is a qualification. That's what Biden wanted in his Supreme Court justice, and that's what he wanted in his vice president, was a black female, as if being a black and being a female is somehow a qualification. There's no other qualification requirements under these laws. They don't have to be, I mean, it doesn't matter what industry they've been in, what experience they have, what education they have. The qualification is having the proper skin color, the proper gender, or the proper sexual orientation or gender identity. That's qualifications to the left.
It's amazing. And you know what I don't get? You know, in the NFL, they're giving bonuses if you hire black coaches, and they're almost forcing you to hire black coaches, minority coaches. But I don't get it. There's very few white people who are able to play football anymore, baseball anymore. Why is it okay if you have all black on the field, but it's not okay to have all white as the coaches? In other words, if you want diversity, then it needs to be applied to the field as well. What's wrong with some sort of a diversity program to get more white people playing football and basketball? I don't get it. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. James, don't go anywhere. When you get back, I want to get your answer to that question. I want to go over another op-ed you've had recently for Epoch Times about L.A.'s out-of-control homeless problem and your solution for it. We'll be right back with James Breslow. I am Wayne Alaroot. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Alaroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
raw and unfiltered.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Wayne on the Root, welcome back to the show. The Root is on fire. Coming to you from the house The Root built in Las Vegas and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. AmioLife.com, the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies, Amio Life, joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and their natural silver mouthwash several times a day and silver gel on my face each night before bedtime, and I suck on their silver lozenges during every show. I usually probably use up like maybe 10 lozenges a show to keep my voice alive because I do so much talking all day before I ever start my 3-hour show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. I don't know what I would do without my Amio Life products. And the good folks at Amio Life are willing to give you a 30% discount on their entire product line because you're fans of Wayne Allyn Root. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone. So they're giving you a 30% discount so everyone can afford it. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%. AmioLife.com or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say Route 30 to get 30% off, 800-422-8148. We are back with James Breslow, attorney in Los Angeles, host of the Hidden Truth Show podcast, op-ed contributor to the Epic Times, and he's got a op-ed in the Epic Times called A Simple Solution to L.A.'s Out-of-Control Homeless Problem. First of all, how bad is the homeless problem in L.A., James?
Well, it hasn't gotten any better. Anywhere in the city of Los Angeles, if you're driving around, you're likely to see a homeless tent. There are certain areas where they congregate the most, which is along the beaches. And, you know, Venice Beach is the primary Los Angeles beach, which is a tourist attraction, global tourist attraction. You'll see tons of them there. You'll see them in parks. You'll see them on sidewalks. And all of it is permitted. Temporarily, we have laws against camping in those areas or any area, any public space for that matter, but it hasn't been enforced in years. So my simple solution to the problem is enforce the law. Nobody seems to want want to do that. Instead, they want to talk about what a problem we have with affordable housing and we need to build permanent housing for them. So the primary left response to Los Angeles's homeless problem has been we need to build them housing, permanent housing, which they've been building at about $750,000 per unit.
I mean, how does that make any sense? You're in Las Vegas. You can live like a king for $750,000. You get a really nice house. You don't get a mansion. By the way, 10 years ago, you did get a mansion for $750,000. Now a mansion's more like $1.5 million to $2 million. But for $750,000, you're going to get a 2 or 3 bedroom house that's like 2,500 to 3,000 square feet in Las Vegas. What are you getting for $750,000 as a homeless person in Los Angeles?
That's probably a 1 bedroom at best, maybe 700-800 square feet. Well, you know, the government is building it. So as we talked about in the prior segment, the government's horrible at everything that it does, and including corruption. And then, of course, you're going to fight a bunch of legal battles because if somebody's putting in a homeless shelter next door to you, you're probably not going to be very happy about that. So, and where they try to put them, rather than try to put them in remote areas, I mean, Los Angeles butts up against the desert. There's lots of places to theoretically put these. They decide, no, we need to put the shelters where the homeless are. So since the homeless choose to be on the beach, and why wouldn't you? That's the most expensive real estate in Southern California. I would love to live on the beach, but I can't afford it. They choose to live on the beach, and so L.A. politicians decide that's where the homeless shelters need to be, is on the beach or close to the beach. We're talking about turning up a parking lot that is where families go to bring their kids to the beach and tourists go into a homeless shelter right on the beach.
Unbelievable. I know how bad Venice Beach is. I know it's horrible. Everyone tells me that, you know, if they go to Los Angeles to visit and they go to famous, world-famous Venice Beach, it's just nothing but homeless tents. But I think Santa Monica's giving it a run for its money now. Santa Monica's overwhelmed with homeless people, correct?
Yeah, so what is really interesting and tells you what's really going on here is that if you go anywhere outside the city of Los Angeles, the homeless problem disappears. And we're still talking about very expensive areas. Manhattan Beach is a city that adjoins Los Angeles. There's not a single homeless person you'll see anywhere, even though it's super expensive to live there, because they enforce the law. They don't allow camping, and so it doesn't exist. So all the homeless migrate to Los Angeles, and they become Los Angeles' problem. And us as Los Angeles taxpayers, suddenly we're the ones now responsible for all these homeless that have come here because we allow it. Santa Monica actually is its own city. So they do a much better job of enforcing, but relative to other cities, no, it's not great. But compared to Los Angeles, it's much better, because Santa Monica really focuses on their beach since it's a beach community. In Los Angeles, Venice is an afterthought. Well, I mean, L.A. is such a huge city that Venice Beach is the last thing on their mind.
I did see that the U.S. Postal Service has stopped delivering mail to some parts of Santa Monica because the mail carriers keep getting attacked by homeless vagrants. So I know it's bad in Santa Monica as well. Maybe not as bad as Venice, and maybe not right at the beach, but it's bad because they're suspending mail delivery. You got to go to the post office and get your own mail in Santa Monica because it's so dangerous for the postal employees. Well, how dangerous is it for the people who own the homes to walk outside their home then? Pretty sad stuff. James Breslow, civil rights attorney in Los Angeles, host of the Hidden Truth Show, podcast, op-ed contributor to Epic Times. Great to have you on, James. Have a great day.
Thanks, Wayne. Talk to you later.
All right. Wayne Allyn-Root, the root's on fire. We'll be right back. Hour number two, and boy, do I have a lot to tell you about COVID vaccines.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
3-0.